With just 5 weeks to go before the November midterm elections, the candidates are busy trying to sway voters. In today's Unger Report, our Brian Unger offers these suggestions to help them win in the homestretch.
Candidates, if you are leading your challenger, you certainly wouldn't want to blow it now by way of some careless slip-up, a rhetorical mishap that leaves you vulnerable on election day. To help retain that lead, the Unger Report has issued these 11th-hour campaign guidelines for senators and congresspersons called How to Avoid Last-Minute Screw-Ups and Moronic Misstatements and How Not to Rub Your Page the Wrong Way. The first guideline for candidates who are safely ahead of their challengers is, of course, stay indoors. If you must go outside, if you feel it's necessary to breathe fresh air, shy away from racist hate speech, avoid ethnic slurs, and sidestep any discussion of the Confederate flag or the number of Indians who work at 7-Elevens in Delaware. If you gotta feel some sun on your face, fine. Just try not to say the word macaca or sing the praises of your Guatemalan gardener. Talk about the weather instead, always safer. Another key strategy for maintaining your lead, stick to the forest, not the trees. Stay away from details. Candidates, you haven't taken a position on issues before, why start now? 6 weeks before an election is no time to get a spine or give people a reason to vote against you. Your main concerns right now should be, does my tie match my shirt? And which way is the wind blowing? Republicans, find every picture of yourself with the president and burn it. Photoshop it. Cut yourself out of it. Bush is the girlfriend who ran over your dog. You don't want to be anywhere near her. She's bad news. Same goes for Rumsfeld. If you two are over, don't say you want him out. Just say you've lost confidence in the relationship. And Jack Abramoff, he is so dead to you. Democrats, stay off Fox News. Republicans, stay off real time with Bill Maher. And candidates of both parties, stay off the computer. You are too old to have a MySpace page, to be sending IMs, instant messages to anyone, or to be texting someone from a cell phone either. These are modes of communication best left to tween girls talking about the new guy on MTV's Laguna Beach. Texting, IMing, not the best way for congresspersons to show their teenage pages how much they appreciate them. Want to show a young person how much you value them? Buy them an iPod. It's much better than saying, you need a massage. You don't want to be in the party whose new midterm slogan is, precocious teens. We're hitting on them over here, so they won't be hit on over there. Candidates, good luck. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
And remember, for better or worse, the Unger Report is just one of many NPR features that you can now take with you wherever you go.
NPR has a wide variety of podcasts that you can download for free to your favorite digital music player, everything from humor to science to politics. And you can find out more at our website, npr.org.